And we have a conversation without any hesitation. I just wanna tell you what's on my mind. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, Mr. Parker, with another podcast. And this one is a emotional, touchy topic for a lot of people. I have a friend that has hit me up. They are debating on who is going to be the one to cut or to snip or to tie. Anyone that knows what that means, tie them tubes, cut that tube. And the guy, I mean, it's a tough thing. So they've been having the back and forth. I can say their names because they said that it's okay. My friend Paul and his girl Regina, they both are debating on who's going to be the one to put the block on. This is tough because they have 5 kids. Number 6 is on the way. He wants to keep having kids. She doesn't. She wants to end it. She's tired of, you know, her body. She gets a lot of health problems after she's gotten bigger and bigger because they had twins and then they had another son. Then they had another daughter after that. And now then they had another son. They're taking turns and now they're about to have another son. So, yeah, I get it. And they had asked me to talk about this. I talked with them about it, but they wanted me to talk about this on here for other people that are going through this situation. So other people that are going through this can hear. And, you know, but they like what I told them pretty much. So he wanted to keep having kids because he wants to be biblical. He wants to be fruitful and multiply. And they obviously have been. She doesn't want to have no more kids because she feels that she has to go through the pain, the labor, the weight gain. She's stressed out from it, so she doesn't want to have no more kids. But she understands that he does. But, you know, she doesn't want to get her tubes tied. And he doesn't want to get, you know, the vasect. So I told him, I explained to them like this. When you have that many kids, I feel like because God keeps allowing you to have them, that he wants you to have those kids. You know, like at a certain time, I feel like if God doesn't want you to have no more kids, you just won't have any more kids or it will just stop. What's wrong with having 15 kids? I think about the old school. The old school used to be able to have 15, 20 kids in the same family, like same mom and dad, 15. That's what they all look alike. To me, I think it's very amazing to see that. Like I look at it and I look at me and my wife. We had 2 boys. One, they're about to be 10 and 9. And we want to have more kids. And what happened was we did birth control and all that stuff. But if we kept going, we would have a little tribe going around. You know what I mean? Like, I love my 2 sons. You know, they mean everything to me and my wife. And to everybody else that's in my family. But I can just imagine if I kept going, I probably would have 4 or 5. And, you know, we always think of the hardships in our lives. We always think, you know, I don't have the money or I can't do this, but you can. God made us all. He doesn't give you more than you can handle. So if you already have that many kids at that point, then God knows you can handle it. Even when you feel you may not be able to, God knows you can handle it. Now, this is when I'm talking about this is for happily married people too. Like, this is not, I'm not referring to this for like a boyfriend and girlfriend that just keep having kids or people that have been engaged for 10 years or I'm not talking about none of that. I'm literally talking about a husband and wife that love each other. These 2 love each other. I know them personally. They love each other. They have nothing against each other. Now, if you guys are having a fight or you feel like you're being used because, you know, the guy or the woman just wants kids, well, it's usually the guy. The woman don't want to keep having kids. If the guy wants to keep having kids and he's not involved with the kids and, like, he's deadbeat, but he wants to use... That's a whole different story. I'm talking about if you're happily in love, you guys love each other, you guys love God, then, you know, I don't think there's nothing wrong with having a tribe. I know a friend of mine, mom named Hank, his family, there was 15 of them, all brothers and sisters from the same mom and dad. He doesn't have his mom and his dad anymore, but he has all his siblings. He has his own kids. I think it's amazing just to me, it's so cool to be able to be like I have four on my mom's side. It's me, my brother, my two sisters from my mom's side. I love talking to them. We all have different personalities. We all get along. We love each other. With family. Then on my dad's side, I have two brothers and two sisters on my dad's side. And I love them. I mean, I don't hang with them that much, but I hang with my younger sister on that side. I don't hang with the other ones that much. Maybe so they're older. Me and my younger sister are very close in age, so like we relate more. But I love them all. And that we're not from the same parents, you know what I mean? So it's like you have to create a bond. You have to learn another one, especially when I haven't known them for years. But if you guys grow up in a household of 15 of you or a household of 5 or 6 or 7, there's going to be fights. There's going to be wars. There's going to be all that type of stuff. But just knowing you have that much family out there, once you guys get married and they have kids and one lives in Africa, the other one lives in Russia, the other one lives in America, the other one lives on the other side of America, one lives on the West Coast, one on the East Coast, one down South, that's a lot of visitations. You can go visit each other. They can visit. I mean, I think about things like that. I think it's cool. And I think that we shouldn't stop until God says to stop. Unless God shows you in a dream, or unless God literally just won't allow you to get pregnant no more, that's when you stop. But other than that, if it's working and everything's going, keep it going, because this is your legacy you're leaving behind. This is your entire, like I told them, they have 6. You know, that. Well, they're about to have 6. They're on 5. I keep mixing up. I don't know if they're on 5, about to have 6. If they have 6 and they're on 7. I can't remember which one it is. I think it's 6 or 7. But either way, they all grow up and they grow up with each other. Like, I keep thinking of my two sons, you know, now they're 10 and 9. I can't help but think, once we have our next child, you know, how much they're going to help us with our next child, because they're older now, and how much they're going to love their sister or their brother, and them being the older ones, how they're going to teach. You know, to me, it's just fascinating. I think it's an amazing thing. I think God intended it for it to be that way. For us to have big family. Back in the biblical days, they had tribes, like 30, 40. I told my wife, I feel bad for you, because the next time you get pregnant, we're going to keep going. This time I want baby number 3, 4, right behind the third, like we did with Caleb and Charlie. I want a third and a fourth, a fifth, like till God tells us to stop. Now, if a woman has health problems, you know, she has risk when she's having these babies and all that type of stuff. I always still have to go back to, if God wanted it, then he must have made it that way. He knows you can handle it. He knows that there's a risk. He knows this. And yes, some women have passed away through pregnancy and all that stuff. And I get that. And that's the fear. But if you already had them and this, you've been told you've been at a high risk since beginning, and you've still been having the kids and it's still been going smooth, then, you know, you just got to pray and just say, God, if you want this, you want this. You know what I mean? So to me, like I told Paul and Regina, I believe, you know, keep going. But out of you two on who's going to do the cutting and the snipping, I'll tell you what. I mean, if y'all can't agree to both do it, then, you know, I just personally wouldn't do it. But because you guys are having the debate, I would probably both do it. Because, I mean, what's the point of one? Because if one's doing it, then it's like you might as well both do it, because y'all ain't supposed to be going out having sex with nobody else. So, you know, if she tied her tubes, you might as well snip it a dip it a bit, because y'all both ain't gonna be doing nobody else anyway. But to me, I just like that's the purpose of having that you guys can sit back and be like, all right, let's get it in so we can make that new baby. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I look at it. But, you know, I want to see what everybody else thinks about it. You know, message me, let me know what you think. If you're going through this, hit me up. I thank you guys for listening. And that is it for my podcast. Good luck to y'all next baby. Love y'all. I pray that y'all continue to be a great family, because y'all have been good for years now. I've known you guys for years, doing great. And I thank you for coming to me, because you guys are a lot older than me. So I thank you guys for coming to me as young as I am. And I really appreciate that. But everybody have a good day. God bless. Peace.